Blog Talk Radio.
G'day mate, this is Maddie from Australia and you're tuned in to the Queen's Lounge with the greatest host Emma E2K on lushradioonline.com.
Peace, peace everyone, love and blessings. Welcome to the Queen's Lounge with your sexy host Emma E2K on lushradioonline.com. And, oh, I'm excited. Today is about to be on. Talk about woman power. Oh, it's going to be on. So I have the moderators of the group page, Real Women Have Curves, which promote health and beauty. It's going to be like about seven strong women that are going to come on. I'm going to ask some questions, about the page, about their movement, because it's powerful. They got about 280,000 members on there. So, you know, we're going to talk about what's going on over there. First, let me start, with all the stuff that I got to bring out first. I'm competing with the presidential debate, but this is the Queen's Lounge. The show first is sponsored by LushRadioOnline.com, E2K Enterprise LLC, Street Queens The Movement, and it's a She Thing Entertainment. So those are our sponsors for today's show. The topic for today, before I even go into the topic, okay, I just want to go and get right into it. Okay, Motivational Mondays. We started Motivational Mondays. So every Monday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., me, myself, and Lushy Lush, we'll be on, making your Mondays a lot brighter and giving a lot of motivation so you can be able to start the week, the way you should. So we're definitely going to be doing that. Check us out, lushradioonline.com, Motivational Mondays, from 10 a.m. every Monday at 10 a.m., and hopefully we can lift your spirits. Happy birthday to all celebrating a birthday, a birth, a divorce, whatever you're celebrating. Happy to you. I want to shout out to my street queen, Ashley, for the Emma E2K logo. Those that need logo done, please go to the Queen's page, group page, and I left her link there, and you can be able to, connect with her and network. She does great work, so make sure definitely check out Ashley. Also want to give a rest in peace to Maria Figueroa, my titi. My condolences to the Figueroa family and her daughter, Nicole. This is my family from Willoughby, Brooklyn. And I love you guys. Stand strong. I won't be with you physically, but I'll definitely be with you in spirit. She was very loved, and, we will continue to honor her. So rest in peace to the Queen Maria Figueroa. Also, today is National Boss Day. So get your boss. Get your boss on. Salute, fierce nail salute to all the bosses, all my boss ladies, everybody that definitely holds their own, whether it be their own business or just holding down the fort, in your own home, because, it takes a lot. So definitely salute. Salute to all the bosses on National Boss Day. Don't forget for next year, October 16th. Write that on your calendar, National Boss Day. So now that I've done all my, everything is done. Now the topic for today's topic, we're discussing why is self-esteem and body image important? This affects a lot of our women today, our young girls in society, always comparing themselves to what they see in the magazines, what they see in the covers. They see these real skinny women and want to be like them, or feel that's beauty. Looking at them, that they deem that's what beauty is. And that's for a person that has low self-esteem, because not everybody that's beautiful has to be size zero. And, that's what we're going to get into later on in a couple of minutes, when my ladies call in and they're representing my moderators of the Real Women Have Curves group page. And they're definitely gonna go in. I know that. I'm excited. I want them to call it already. But we're gonna give the, and my phone lines is already like Christmas. I love it. But we're gonna give them a chance. You know, they're about to come in. I'm gonna have them come in all one by one. And then once I have all the ladies, then we will go through introduction. I will go into some questionings and allow each of them to be able to answer. Shout out to Lynx, to Sepisha, Jaytuan, Elisa, Diane, Stephanie, and Rosie. And those ladies will be on, like I said, maybe in a good probably 10 minutes or so. So I'm excited. I definitely can't wait. In the meantime, we're going to go into some music. We'll be right back. You're back with your sexy host, Emma E2K, on Queen's Lounge on UshRadioOnline.com. Again, the topic for tonight we're discussing is Why is self-esteem and body image important? I'm going to go and take a call, and very quickly, because the time I have to be able to interview my ladies is very limited, okay? So, Rod, I'm going into you. Why is self-esteem and body image important?
Hello.
Why is self-esteem and body image important?
Are you talking to me, Rod
yes.
Hayes?
Yes, I am. I introduced you as such. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Oh, okay, because I hear somebody in the, I just heard someone. Wow, this is, you know, having two daughters and having an older sister as a role model, and me being the youngest out of all the children, you know, I believe that in college, and while we were in college, we had a very very interesting a theory. It was called the self-determination theory. But basically, to keep it short, because I know you have, it's a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
It really, basically, it's a contingent self-esteem. It's basically appearance-related social comparison images in the media, which are notorious, you know, for creating unrealistic standards of beauty. So, most especially for women, you know. So comparisons with media standards can cause an individual with high levels of CSE, which is part of what of the theory I was talking to you about that when I was in college we had. The CSE is to acquire feelings of inadequacy. And although this is true in most cases, everyone is not equally affected by unrealistic standards, you know, of beauty in the media and social comparisons with the people are surrounded, you know, by oneself perception of appearance.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically how an individual measures his or her own beauty, or her beauty. You know, a woman with lower self perceptions of appearance, you know, tend to be more dissatisfied after viewing quote unquote ideal images of women in the media. So the same issue can also be seen in the male population, but isn't as, you know, prevalent and widespread as in, you know, the female population.
Yeah,
you know, we have to look at it in a way that basically, you know, it's all about the like I was saying, you know, when I mentioned to you the self-determination theory, you know, I mentioned CSE, and CSE basically stands for contingent self-esteem.
Right.
And, appearance-related social comparisons, you know, which were basically the role of contingent self-esteem and self-perceptions of attractions.
Right,
you know,
Rod.
I'm gonna have to
like, you're gonna have to make it shorter than a minute because I got my ladies already calling in. I gotta start bringing everybody in.
Okay.
But finish your final thought. Finish your final thought.
My final thoughts are they're widespread, but my final thoughts is that you know what, beauty comes within, you know, it's
awesome.
Within. Bottom line,
awesome.
Beauty comes
awesome.
Within. You
Let's
know, I'll leave it at that for now.
Let's leave it there. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Hang on, because, you know, this is going to be definitely a very interesting topic. I already see my queens on the line. I want to bring them in. Let me go into just two more calls very quickly. 347-633. Y'all with MA2K at the Queens Lounge, and we're discussing why is self-esteem and body image important. Do you have anything to say on that? 347-633. Okay, you're in the 1-2-3. You already know. 1-2-3. All right, you're back on hold. I'm going now with 347-584. You're on with Emma E2K, and you already know the topic we're discussing. Do you have anything to say?
I'll be showing.
Who's this? Okay, going 1-2-3. All right, 347-584, you're back on hold again. Thank you for calling. You can continue to listen to the show. I'm going to go and bring in my queen. This is Lynx Garcia I have on the line. Everybody welcome, Lynx. Queen, peace.
Peace, my queens.
Peace, peace. I'm excited. I'm amped up. You know, I can't wait to be able to talk to you and the rest of the ladies. You know, I bring you on first, though, because, you know, you are my contact person, and, you know, it is through you that we're making able to merge this together and make this possible and have this first time ever interview with all the ladies at the Queen's Lounge, so we get this exclusive. I'm excited about that, just to have the exclusive with you ladies and just to talk about everything that's going on. Real brief before the rest of the ladies start coming on, and I already believe I see them coming on. Talk to me about the whole movement. Talk to me, you know, not answering nothing just yet, but just talk to me per se about Real Women Have Curves, the group page, how it came to be, who created it, you know, talk to me about that.
Okay, so Real Women Have Curves fan page was created by Kari Touré. And he's a spoken word artist who's dedicated many beautiful spoken word pieces to the curvier woman, the thicker woman, the plus-size woman, the super-size woman. He embraces us, he loves us, and he created that page, and he had at first many moderators, and the page was kind of scattered here and there. They were mostly promoting their own things, and I was very consistent and very passionate about what I was doing on the page. And what we do on the page is we empower and uplift women from zero to super size, because curves come in every size and beauty comes in every size. And every woman wants to be seen. They want to be told they're beautiful. They deserve respect no matter where they are in their life or in their perception of their body image. So that's what the page is about. He is very busy, and he gave the page over to me to handle. And I treat the page as a sacred space. And I have a set of moderators who are on the line. I have a stylist to help the women with their styling techniques. I have a fitness moderator who helps the women who want to get healthy in their curves. I have a makeup artist who's also a plus-size model, and she's on a reality show. I have a Full Figured magazine, provides news and news of all things curvy. And we also have Alisa, Full Figure Entertainment. They're all going to be on the line talking to us. Fakisha's another model. She's been on since the beginning with me. And it's a sisterhood. We all love each other, we respect each other, and we support each other. And that's why we're on this call tonight. I don't know if we'll ever be able to do this again because we're all very busy women. I'm very proud to be on your show, Queen, because it's been an honor to serve with you, serving the community, and just overall being in your realm. The energy that you put out is similar to what we do on Real Women Have Curves. So thank you.
Definitely, and thank you. Thank you for making this possible. I'm just excited. I love exclusives. You already know. So. The fact that I'm having an exclusivity with the ladies, and we're going to get to talk about a very interesting topic. You know, just the two, I'm overwhelmed myself. So far, I see we do have Fakisha. I see you, Queen. I see you on standby. And you're on. And I'm still waiting for the other ladies to confirm so then I can begin the line of questioning and just kind of, you know, going through the introduction with all of you. And it's about 7, so... It's about 7 of you. So I think I see Diane as well. Diane, Queen, I see you. Stay on hold for me. Okay, I see Diane. My phone lines is like Christmas. You wouldn't even believe. So I'm trying to, you know, go through the queens. Okay, what I'm going to do while we're waiting for the rest is I have links. I have you on. I have Diane, and I see Fakisha for now. I see J-Twan, I believe. Let me double check that. Yes, J-Twan is also on, okay. So we're waiting for Rosie and Stephanie.
And Elisa.
And Elisa. And I'm still looking out for them. Okay, I see Elisa. Elisa is on deck. I see you, Elisa. Just hang on a minute. I'm waiting for Rosie and Stephanie, and I assume they should be coming in any moment now. Okay, so I'm going to start with the ladies that are already on. We're waiting for Stephanie and Rosie, and as they step in, then we'll just, you know, keep following up with them. So first I'm going to start with you, Link, since I already have you on the line. You already went through explaining what the page does and what it offers. Can you tell me a little bit about you, per se, and what you bring into this, and keep it, 2 minutes max, because I have to give the ladies the same amount of time.
Sure. Well, for those of you who don't know, I am Lynx Garcia, also known as Super Size Spanish Fly, and I've been in the plus-size community fighting for size acceptance for over 20 years now, way before it was popular to be a BBW. I'm also a spoken word artist. As you know, Emma, as we met, I've been a radio host. I kind of put my hand in everything. Wherever they say someone my size shouldn't be allowed, that's where I go knock on the door or break it down. Because you're going to love me. I mean, you know, I've been embraced in almost every community I've tried to partake in, and because of my difficulties and because of the doors being slammed shut in my face, because of my size, I chose to be a fighter. I did not let that back me down or make me feel like I needed to hide. If anything, I was kind of like, well, I'm going to spite you. I'm going to be here. You're going to have to deal with me. And that's why I do what I do, because not everyone is strong like that. Not everyone has a good support system. A lot of these women been writing to me before Real Women Have Curves. I used to have a public access show because, I thought I was the Latin Oprah. And they've been writing to me, women who want to kill themselves, say that they're, you know, giving themselves away sexually because they want to be liked, they want to feel loved, and they just end up getting left and hurt. And, you know, I believe all women deserve respect, and I believe every wounded woman needs healing, and I like to help in that healing. And all these sisters that are on the phone with me right now, they all are assisting in that healing. It's a huge movement. We have almost, I'm going to say it, almost 300,000 fans now, because we're somewhere around 280,000 fans.
Yes.
And the reason they're there and they're our fans is because we're all very sincere, and we all love what we do. We all love each other and respect each other. And that's why they're on the line right now. And enough of me, because you all know me. Yeah. I want you all to know my moderators.
Let me go into the next lady, which would be Fakisha. And if, you know, please correct me once I bring you on the line if I'm saying your name wrong. I do have a Spanish accent. Fakisha, and Link,
yes,
your
I'm here.
Line is still open. Welcome, Queen. Welcome to the Queen's Lounge.
Hello.
I know you heard a little bit already, Lindsay speaking. I want to bring everyone individually to just kind of come in, introduce yourself, and tell me what you bring to the table as far as, you know, for Real Women Have Curves.
Well, me and Lynx are one of the, well, Lynx and I are one of the first ones who built this page. Tyree created it. What I bring to the table is encouragement, love. I'm big on loving yourself. Loving yourself. I love to motivate. It's always been in me. All this kind of happened by accident, but I just embraced it, and God is using me to bless the women, and I enjoy what I do. That's about it.
Awesome. All right.
And she's so also a fly model.
Thank you, Lynx.
Let me bring the other ladies on. Just hang on, because I have a couple of questions, and I'm going to give everyone a chance to be able to answer. You're now back on hold, and I'm going into the line for Diane. Diane, you're on the Queen's Lounge.
Hi. Hi, Emma.
How are you, Diane?
I'm really good. I'm very good, and thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. Same question applies to you.
Okay. My name is Diane Williams. I'm also known as the Curvy Goddess, and I am the fitness moderator for Real Women Have Curves. My background is I come from a fitness background. I've been a personal trainer for 12 years now. I am a personal trainer, and my focus is empowering women, curvy women, plus-size women through fitness, through moving the body. And this is from personal experience, an experience that I've had. I grew up as an obese child and really not in touch with my body and really ignored it and was more of a brainiac. And when I was a plus-size model, I was a plus-size model for the Wilhelmina Agency. I was having body image, you know, problems, confidence, low self-esteem. And a friend of mine at the time said, why don't you, and it was weight loss. It was a very superficial reason why I hired a trainer. But I did, and it opened up a new world for me. It wasn't, you know, I came in for weight loss, but I came out of there discovering a new world, discovering myself, and it was very empowering. And I just had no idea how moving the body and feeling confident and feeling like I'm in control with my body through being physical with it could do that for me.
Right.
And I'm so passionate about it, and that's what I bring to the table, is helping women empower themselves through using fitness as a tool.
Awesome. Awesome, Diane. Let me put you on hold now, and let me continue with bringing in the other ladies. You're now on hold, and then I will be back to you once I start the questioning. I'm going to allow everyone to be able to answer fairly. Okay, so now I'm going into Jetuan, and again, you know, forgive me for my Spanish accent. You're in Queen's Lounge. Did I say your name correct, Queen?
It is Jetuan.
Jetuan, okay.
Yes, it's okay.
Forgive me. Forgive me. But same question applies to you, just trying to get to know you ladies, you know, a little more personal, and for those that are listening.
Okay, well, I'm Jetuan. I am the editor-in-chief of Full Figure Magazine. I started out with Real Women Have Curves quite some time ago. I was very happy to be a part of it. I, for the most part, have been pretty comfortable in my own skin. Even as I began to gain weight and get, you know, bigger, I still was comfortable with who I was. And a huge part of me was I always felt the need to reach out to other women to just kind of let them know that, you know, you have the right to be comfortable in your own body and to just kind of impart that into other women. And so the magazine kind of came up, and at first I started out as a blogger, and I kind of grew to be something more. And just seeing the huge response was just awesome. And, you know, teaching women the right way to dress, how to enter their relationships, not as a plus-size woman's perspective, but just as a woman. Because first and foremost, we're women, and just kind of teaching them that, like, you know, be comfortable with who you are and enter every situation with self-confidence, and just really just trying to teach women that. And that's really more or less what's been on my heart. And that's pretty much what I do a lot of sharing with as far as the Real Women Have Curves page, and just teaching women to be comfortable in their own skin, comfortable with who they are. And my motto is, you know, it's not about how, you know, it's not how you feel about yourself, it's how you treat yourself. And normally how you feel about yourself will line up with the way that you treat yourself. Love yourself even when it hurts. So
you've
got to do the right thing about yourself, even when it feels bad. So,
that's
important.
That is so true. Thank you, Queen, for sharing that. Let me go into the other ladies. Please hang on. You're back on hold. I'm going into now the next queen, which would be my phone's is like Christmas. Okay, would be... These phone sizes is off the hook, and every time I try to go to phone numbers, is just popping up. Okay, I'm missing. Who I'm missing? Okay. Wow. Okay, I believe this would be Stephanie. Queen, you're on the Queen's Lounge. Your phone line is open.
Hi.
Peace. Thank you for being so
Yay.
Patient.
No problem. My name is Stephanie Breedy Edwards, a.k.a. Stephanie Allen. I know it might be a little confusing, but I am a fashion stylist and personal style coach, and I love what I do. I love working with curvy women and just women who really have kind of lost themselves over, you know, over time, being a mother, being, you know, just working and really taking care of everybody else and really not finding the time to take care of themselves and, you know, get dressed in the morning and feel good about themselves. So that's my purpose, a newly discovered purpose, I'll say. And being a part of Real Women Have Curves has really opened my eyes to the necessity for me to do what I do. I've worked in the fashion industry for more than 20 years in different capacities, and this is the first time I can honestly say that I am truly, truly passionate about what I do. Like, I live, breathe, eat, sleep plus fashion, and just really giving women the opportunity to kind of rediscover themselves through fashion and wardrobe and accessories and all of that. So I'm thankful to be here tonight. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Lynx, for allowing me to be a moderator on Real Women Have Curves, and I'm just thankful and blessed to be a part, you know, and among these amazing women in this capacity.
Well, thank you. You're pretty amazing yourself, sister.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I'm going to put you back on hold. I believe I'm still missing probably two more queens. Let me go back. Okay, I believe this is Elisa. Okay. Elisa, I'm bringing you in. You're on the Queen's Lounge. Your phone line is open.
Hi, ladies. It's Elisa.
Peace. Thank you for being so patient.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for being so patient. So I heard everybody speaking, and I'm listening just kind of in awe of everyone, to be honest. Lynx and I have had many conversations. I'm Elisa. I'm from East Oakland in California, and I'm a mom and a nanny, but I do full-figure modeling, and I feel extremely privileged and honored to be a part of Real Women Have Curves. I found out about the page through Kari. I did a fashion show, and he was doing spoken word at the fashion show, and I never actually got to meet him, but I heard his voice while I was backstage, and then he and I became Facebook friends, and I didn't ever think anybody was noticing me, but one day he messaged me and said, I really like what you're doing in the Bay Area, and I would really like to have you on my page. And I was quite frankly frightened because I didn't know what that meant. I'd visited Real Women Have Curves, and I had even posted my pictures there, but I never imagined that I would be a part of the support network that would be, you know, empowering women and supporting other women. I just didn't see myself as that significant at the time. And so through this page and Lynx especially and all the other ladies, I've really started to understand what my place is on the page. And, yes, I do full-figure modeling, but this page for me is what Lynx talked about in terms of healing. I was one of those girls who struggled for most of my life being a big girl and not understanding that it was okay and that I was lovable. And so I did many things, or I put myself in many situations that didn't honor myself and got really ugly results as a result of that. And so I'm just really on a journey, a continued journey of self-discovery and self-love, and this full-figure modeling has been instrumental in that for me. It's just been really incredible, and to have other women actually looking up to me or giving me praises, I just can't even believe it some days, to be honest with you. So this has been extremely empowering for me, and I just really appreciate Lynx and Kari and all the other women and all the support that I've encountered on this page as I go on my journey and as I, you know, try to spread the love and light that I have experienced to all the other women who may be where I started. So awesome. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you definitely for that. I'm going to put you right back on hold until I start the line of questioning. You're now on hold. And now missing is Rosie. So let me see. Let me find you, Rosie. My phone lights are like Christmas, I'm telling you.
The dying to get on.
Wow. Okay, I think I found Rosie. Rosie, you're on the Queen's Lounge.
Hi, good evening. It's wonderful to finally talk to you. I'm like, I'm trying to get in. I'm here.
It's crazy. I'm going to have to end up putting a bouncer there and checking some names because we got to get our ladies in first.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much for having us on, first and foremost. And I got to say, Real Women Have Curves, you know, Lynx has been a blessing in my life, and, you know, everyone that follows on this page has been a blessing, and it's been such a wonderful experience to just kind of jump on the team and be able to contribute and kind of pay it forward and kind of inspire and just open those doors of inspiration for other women to kind of log on at 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, or at 10 in the morning, at 10 at night, and kind of find some inspiration. Even when you're looking down, you're like, what am I doing? What's going on in my life? And it's just empowering to listen to all these stories. We all have struggles. We're all human beings. We're all powerful women. We laugh, we cry, and I think me and Lynx have had some long talks and some tears and some laughter of a lot of stuff that we share in common. So, you know, I want to say thank you so much for letting me be a part of this experience and this journey.
Definitely. Really quick, what do you bring to the table, though? What do you bring to the table as far as for the Real Women Have Curves?
Well, I started off as a makeup artist and, of course, plus-size model. I'm one of the biggest plus-size models out there working out right now. And when I say biggest, I'm a size 24, and I'm working professionally as a plus-size model. And that's something that's been very unheard of in my industry because, as you know, working plus-size models right now, and the agencies are size 14, 16, and they're working hard to get, book those contracts. They have agencies. I don't have an agency. So with that, I've had a lot of experience on how to break barriers and kind of change the views of beauty and change those taboos and the way people look at a plus-size woman and a plus-size figure and having representation, plus-size diversity. So through Real Women Have Curves, I have the opportunity to contribute inspirational quotes, makeup tips, fashion tips, just a little bit of inspiration on paying it forward and just making sure that as women we always stay determined and focused on our goals because when a door shuts, you have the opportunity to open a window.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold because now I got to go into the questioning. You know, time is of essence here. I'm trying to give everybody their fair share. You're back on hold. Okay, Lynx, let's start. Here we go.
Okay.
All right, ladies, stay on deck. I'm going to ask the question. Everybody's going to hear the same question, so I don't have to repeat it again, so I don't waste that time. And please try to make your answers brief but sweet. Okay, so I'm going to start with the first one, which is, what do you say to people that think promoting plus-size women on your page, what do you think that women that, ooh, my bad, plus-size women is somehow promoting obesity? So to reiterate the question again, because I stumbled on my own words,
I get the gist of it. Is you're saying, what do I have to say to the people who would say that promoting us to accept our bodies, whether we're at full figure, curvy, thick, or supersized, is promoting obesity? Is that what you're asking me?
That's what I'm asking.
Okay. What I would say to them is, what we promote on there is not obesity. What we promote on there is whatever level you're at or what point of your journey you're on, it's okay to be loved, accepted, embraced, and above all, respected. And every woman, no matter her size, deserves love, deserves respect, deserves to be seen. We are not promoting obesity. We're saying even if you are obese or even if you're anorexic, you deserve love and healing, and we provide that for you on our page. We are not promoting it. We're saying it's okay if that's where you want to be, but it's also okay if you want to come down. It's also okay if you want to go up. Whatever is fine for you is fine for us. We embrace you, accept you, love you, share your picture. We'll tell you, if no one else does, that you're beautiful and you matter.
That's awesome. Oh, I like that. Oh, you gave me like chills with that answer. Okay. All right. Let's go into Fakisha for her answer. Fakisha, your phone line is open.
Yes. I've always been curvy. I've always been curvy, and I always preach on, you know, loving yourself. I went from I had a friend who passed away of a heart attack, and it scared the mess out of me. And I started in January. He died in November, and it scared me so bad that I had to do something because I was over. How much was I? I was like at 240, 250, somewhere else in there. And I went on a journey. I have a page called Fakisha the Model, and I asked my fans on there if they want to go on this journey with me because I was determined to lose weight. And so I shared that with Real Women Have Curves, and I dropped 50 pounds in 4 months on pure determination. And that touched so many women's lives. I could not believe the
response. They
reaction,
were going crazy.
The response,
yep.
That
mm-hmm.
I was getting from the ladies. You know, what can I do? I want to do this. Well, what did you do to lose? It was pure determination, changing the way that I eat. And exercising, and that's what I, you know, just kept telling them. And I had so many women telling me, well, I'm a size 22, 24, and I'm not happy with myself, and I can't do this. And it's all in your attitude, and it's all in your way of thinking. You can do anything that you put your mind to. So if you want to lose that weight, lose that weight. And that's what I promote on Real Women Have Curves. I don't.
Okay, thank you, Fakisha. You know, I got to keep going. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, have you back on hold. The next up right here is, I know I'm going to say the name wrong again, Jetuan.
Yes, Jetuan.
Okay, I'm going to get it, Queen.
It's okay.
Your phone line is open.
I guess what I would say to a person like that, I normally ask the question, well, what does it take away from you? Why does it bother you that women love themselves at whatever size it is? And a lot of times I just wonder, okay, what's lacking in your life that it bothers you that a woman who's a size 24 loves herself? And so a lot of the times there's a personal problem that's going on with that person, whether they be a size 2, 4, or 30, you know, and I just bring it back to a point where, okay, well, what's wrong with you, at least psychologically, and when it comes to the Real Women Have Curves page, I'll direct them back to the page. We're all about self-love. And to me, as long as you have breath in your body, there's an opportunity to change your attitude, your weight, your health, whatever you want. So really, to me, we're just bringing people back to the basics of loving themselves. And then after that, they have the power to do whatever they want to do. And if they want to feel comfortable in their own skin, no matter what size they're at, that's fine. If they want to lose weight, that's fine. If they want to be bigger, right, that's fine. That's their personal choice. And we're just empowering women to be able to make that choice for themselves.
Awesome, awesome. I think that was very nicely put. You're back on hold. Okay, I'm going to Elisa. I'm bringing you in, Queen. Your phone line is open, Elisa.
Hi. So I think this subject, this question rather, really touches a nerve for me because I'm a part also of a group called Full Figure Entertainment in the Bay Area, and we're one of maybe two BBW parties in the Bay Area. Some people know what that is, some don't. Essentially, it's a party atmosphere where full-figure women are really praised and supported, and we, of course, open the doors to all persons, but we especially embrace women who are full-figured. And so I'm on the smaller end of many of the other girls that I represent full-figure entertainment with, and I constantly get questioned about that. I constantly get questioned about why would you want to be a part of a group of girls if you're thick and they're fat. And it really frustrates me, to be honest. You know, I'm going to say this. I've been fat my whole life, and I use the word fat because fat has no bearing on me. That word is a word just like red, blue, green, yellow. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Say that
shit. So I've been fat my whole life, a fat little gordita girl back in the day, and I continue to be a full-figure woman now. And so I have to tell you that while I was a overweight child, I never encountered the level of stupidity and anger and meanness that I have now as a woman being involved in the plus size community, and it really outrages me. I'm really saddened by other adult women, especially who make it a point to put down other women solely based on their size, not knowing them in any way. So I'm on a constant crusade with even people that I know, people who friend me, who decide to friend me on Facebook because they saw me and they questioned me. I'm on a constant crusade to say, hey, listen, I have no tolerance for that, and I'm sorry that you're being challenged with that, but that is not my challenge. I love everybody, and I think it really comes from a place of not loving themselves, to be honest with you. I really, really feel like that. I don't think Real Women Have Curves in any way is promoting anybody to be unhealthy. I was 250 pounds myself, and I worked down as 22, 24 to about a 14, 16, but it's a process, and I had to make a decision about that. It wasn't overnight. I didn't get 250 overnight, and so we need to be able to go through our process when we choose to and not be questioned about that.
Absolutely. Thank you, Queen. I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm just trying to give everybody a ample opportunity. Okay. You're back on hold. I'm going to Diane. Give me a second. Where are you? All these phone lines is just okay. Christmas over here. I keep telling you. Trying to open some gifts. Diane, your phone line is open.
Yes. We are not promoting obesity, and it rubs me the wrong way when I hear that because it doesn't make sense to me. We are promoting women who happen to be plus-size women. It is one aspect of who these women are. There are so many other aspects. But we focus on them being plus-size because Real Women Have Curves is a vehicle to place us stage center. They have defined us as plus-size women, and therefore we are unworthy, we are undeserved to be even noticed, to be even visible. And so they have placed us in that. They have defined us as that and placed us in the background. And now Real Women Have Curves is a vehicle for us, is a platform to place at stage center and to finally become visible. And I think it rubs people the wrong way because we are trailblazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it is our time.
Amazing. Okay, let me put you on hold. Thank you, Queen. I'm trying to run now and bring Stephanie in. Oh, my God. Okay, there you are. Stephanie, your phone line is open.
Hi. Excuse me. My belief is that everyone, no matter what stage in life you're in, is in transition. And, you know, it depends on your personal struggle on whether or not you, you know, you choose to embrace all that you are at 250 pounds or choose to embrace all that you are at 110 pounds. So I feel like you have to respect your body at what it is right now. And if you are choosing to change that, whether you've struggled with anorexia and you need to gain weight, or you struggle with bulimia and you need to find a balance in your life, or you struggle with overeating and you're overweight, it's a personal struggle, but the important thing is that you need to love and respect your body for where it is now. And if you are in a position to where you want to lose weight and you know, get healthy and do those things that can help you have a longer life, then that's what this community is about. It's about supporting that. And, you know, women have curves. You know, one thing I love about it is that we embrace women of all shapes and sizes, of cultural backgrounds, of, you know, racial diversity. I think it's such a beautiful place because, you know, people say Beyonce is curvy, but she's not, you know, technically plus size or whatever you want to call it. You know, that woman got some hips, but the thing is like if you respect and admire and appreciate where you are right now in the midst of your transition, or if you're satisfied with where you are, that's the most important thing. And that's what I feel like our message is about. And we're not promoting, you know, anything any other way other than just respecting and loving you for who and what you are right now.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Queen. I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm going into Rosie, your phone line is open. Rosie?
Hello?
Yes, your phone line is open.
There you are. I think it's a great opportunity that Real Women Has Curves, that we provide something that, you know, the media doesn't even provide. They celebrate a certain look, a certain type of figure of woman, and I think Real Women Has Curves has the opportunity to celebrate women across the board. You go to that page and you find, you know, women of different shapes and sizes, and I think it's an inspiration. It welcomes you. It doesn't push you away. It celebrates who you are. It celebrates every inch of you. It gives you an opportunity to, in a different view and a different outlook in life, to kind of pursue your dreams and celebrate who you are, and also the opportunity to make a difference in your life. And, you know, being that I've been at almost 400 pounds and now at 260 pounds, I've seen both sides of it. It can get ugly, but you know what? You got to focus on the positive and not on the negative, and you got to use it as a stepping stone. And that's what Real Women Has Curves does. You know, we're a stepping stone to keep on moving up, and it shows you women from around the world, different looks, different body types, and it shows you that there's always a place for you. There's always a reason to celebrate who you are.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, put you back on hold, ladies. I had to extend the time because, and then I can't fit the other question and other stuff that y'all want to say. So I've extended some time, but still try to be brief in your answering.
Do you see another number, Emma? One that we were possibly expecting.
Okay, let me look through. One quick second. No, I don't see. I've been
okay.
Attention, but
fine.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll definitely let you know. Okay, so the next question would be, on the page, you share, and maybe you guys could have answered that. No, I think this is a different, this would be there's something different. On the page, you share photos of plus-size women. Some may say is exploiting them or some way setting them up as targets for cool remarks, which is not good for the self-esteem. And, you know, your comments. So I'll start with links.
Okay. No, we're not exploiting them or setting them up. what we are doing for them is lifting them up, okay? So instead of the setup, we're lifting them up. As far as exploiting them, they want to be seen. They choose what they share. I use Supersize Spanishfly as a filter to keep out nudity or pictures vulgar in nature, because some of the sisters, you know, they really let it all hang out and they want to show it, and that's all right for them. But for me, like, we like to keep, you know, we like to keep it sassy and classy, and so.
But you're not allowed to pose, right? It has to. You filter.
I filter it. I use Supersize Spanishfly as a filter, and I look at each one, and I don't allow promotions or logos on it, because that's not. A lot of people try to sneak in their business or their, you know, and they might be looking to exploit or target. You know, uh-huh. I've had some fitness people go on there or, you know, trying to sell their pills by showing their picture. Huh, I used to look like that, but now I look like this. And uh-huh. It's all Photoshopped, and they're trying to, you know, get their hustle on. So I use that as a filter. And we're not exploiting. We're uplifting. The cruel comments, we have nothing to do with that. I delete and ban all day. Delete and ban, delete and ban, delete and ban, delete and ban. I love that delete and ban function, because
right.
We can't stop. The reality is society has been conditioned to view the overweight woman or the curvy or the fuller than most woman in a negative light. And it's never been more prevalent than now. Everywhere you turn is obesity. There are campaigns shaming children who are overweight, you know, marketing campaigns. And no, we're not a part of that at all. You know, we can't control the comments that are coming on the page. We can only moderate. I police the page like I'm a freaking cop. The women, that we're all talking nice, you know, and sweet right now, but they know I'm a hard ass when it comes to the page. I'm like, listen, I don't want this on the page. I don't like that link to that website. I don't want blah, blah, blah. And if you're going to post a picture, then check your comments, because people are being mean. Delete and ban them. And, I mean, I treat it as a sacred space. We're uplifting and empowering them. So for the people who would like to say that we're, you know, we're making them easy targets or we're exploiting them, they obviously have not been following us thoroughly. They just come, you know, they fly by nights looking at what they can get out of the page or looking to criticize because they're not happy in their own skin.
That was definitely deep links, yeah. You know, I enjoy going over there. And I actually, to tell you the truth, that kind of uplifts me when I go to the page and I see the plus women, and you can, like, see in their face the confidence. They're, like, wearing some dresses and the shoes. I'm like, you go, show, like, you know. So I definitely applaud with what you ladies are doing over there and how you're keeping it. You know, society is cruel, man. Society is cruel to children. Society is cruel to whoever they deem doesn't fit the criteria of, you know, what body image to them is supposed to be, you know. But I'm glad that you ladies go, you know, up and beyond that and just, you know, honor the woman in her journey and wherever she's at. I definitely applaud you, all you ladies on the phone for that. And thank you again. I haven't finished. I'm gonna go into Fakisha in a minute. I just want to finish my statement. And thank you, ladies, again, for making sure you guys, because I know your schedules are hectic, I totally understand, but that you guys took out the time to come and explain to my listeners, which are mostly women, you know, some full figures, some not, some men that have women that are full figures, you know. So for you guys to explain that, we have a better understanding, at least the ones that, you know, do have a brain, because we have some that don't, and we can't, you know what I mean? There's nothing we can do about that. I also have my security button here. Lush gave me a security button, because when people get funny on my show, I'm like, security, and that means to me. You know?
I wish I had a security button, but, you know, it takes a lot of work to police the page, because it's almost constant. They're just coming on there to bash. You can carry on with the rest of the women, but I do want to take time to shout out Roseanne Marie Henry, who's listening right now, who's tuning in. You know, thanks for the support. Also, all the plus size models, because we also have the models submitting their pictures. They're like, hey, hold up, I want to be seen. I'd like to thank them, Kamiko, Autumn Perez, who I just shared, who has her own uplifting story. You know, she was in a shelter, and she's trying to work her way out and up into the world through plus size modeling, and she's stunning. You know, Latoya LaBum, she's always sharing her picture. Layla Stacked, Raven Fallon. There's so many. There's so many. And our regular everyday people, powerful intellect, you know, Gracie. I like to call her Queen Gracie. And everyone who follows us, you know, I really appreciate all of the women, because their comments and their love, it really uplifts us. Tanya Kennedy Branch, Tanya Pretty Eyes, all these women, thank you so much for listening. And let's keep it real to our kings. We want to be seen, and they want to look. So, hey, it works.
All righty, then.
All right, Ms. Fakisha, you go.
You know? All right, so I'm going into Fakisha. Fakisha, your lines are open.
Okay. Haters are going to hate. Let them hate. Confident women rock. And our curves do, too. So, no, we're not exploiting. Rude people are going to be rude. Delete and ban and move on. And that's all I got to say on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm, I like that. Woo. Okay.
That's that Texas shit.
You know what I'm saying? She said that fierce nail salute, and I'm out. All righty then. Well, you're back on hold, Fakisha, in case you're trying to talk. I'm going into, and I'm going to, she's going to choke me already. She's going to choke me. Say it, Lynx.
What?
Jatuan. Say her name right. So I don't feel
Jatuan.
Bad. There you go.
Jatuan.
Okay, yeah, that is open.
I don't know. Like, I think that it's pretty, I mean, if they want to say their negative comments, that's fine. It's very indicative of sometimes what women experience in real life. However, what they do not have a lot of times is a support system, and that's what we provide. And I think that it's pretty cool, because when someone makes forever negative comments, there's like 20 to 25 positive comments. And to see other people coming to their defense and saying,
yes,
like, hey, you know, that's not right, it really builds the community, and it helps bring that kind of stuff in remembrance. So to me, when people kind of encounter that in real life, they'll have all these other positive reinforcements and remembering what someone else, when other people took up for them or spoke out against that kind of thing. You know, people, some people are just hateful. Some people come there, you know, they'll hate on Beyonce. They'll hate on anybody, you know.
Absolutely.
It's not necessarily that person. It's something within themselves. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Oh, I like these answers. I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm going to Elisa. Elisa, your phone line is open.
Hello, hello. So I heard the question. I have to agree that I disagree that we are doing anything to dishonor any woman in any way or bring shame to her. Again, I was one of the women who initially started by posting my pics on Real Women Have Curves, because I had come to a place where I was feeling very comfortable and confident in myself and wanted to put my pictures there. And again, as a result of that, I was asked to be a moderator. So I know that it didn't do anything to dishonor me. It did only greatness to lift me. And I have to tell you that I've been on a personal mission, and some of the other ladies may have seen some of my posts. When I'm out exercising, doing the lake or walking or whatever, I will stop a woman or at the bank, wherever I'm at, who's super fly and curvy, and I will say, do you mind if I take your picture, because I moderate on this page and I think you're super fly and I want to share you with the world. And that's
mm-hmm.
what I do. Because
wow.
that's what we should be doing. That's what we should be doing. We should be lifting each other. We should be taking a minute, a second out of our day to get eye contact with the next lady, because we don't know what she's going through.
Oh.
And let her know that we appreciate her and that we love her. So I know for sure that I'm also the police, because when I put up a picture or a post, I know that there's going to be times when there's a numbskull out there who's going to make a comment. And so I delete and ban them, and I really appreciate Lynx for giving us the power to be able to do that, because my tolerance level is low for people who make really rude and mean comments. So I have to say that it is never in our hearts to dishonor a woman or bring shame to her. We're always mindful and trying to lift, and that's why
you know, the classy, the pictures are expected. We don't put pictures of people with body parts hanging out. That doesn't mean we don't have a booty shot every now and then, because the booty is a beautiful thing. But
say it again.
It's very classy. The booty is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
It's done very classy. I've shared a few boudoir shots on before, very classy, not showing much, but just to celebrate the women that we are. So I appreciate the page again, and I look forward to continuing to putting people out there and taking pictures of beautiful women and sharing them with everyone.
Awesome, awesome. We look forward to seeing them. I'm going to put you on hold.
Diane is still there?
Okay, I'm going with Diane next.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, right now. Diane, your phone line is open.
Oh, my gosh. Now, where are these people coming from? You know, who are complaining. Seriously, I really think that they're, you know, they live in their mother's basement. We need to take a visit to one of their homes, because I swear they're in their basement, in their mom's basement. But anyway.
Y'all notice I ain't laughing, right? Because I kind of live in the sub-basement. Oops. Anyway, carry on, sister. Talk about the pictures you share. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have a fan page, a fitness fan page, and I share...
The Curvy Goddess Lounge. Go ahead.
Right, Curvy Goddess Lounge. And I share women's fitness and health journeys. And I ask them to share their pictures and then their stories of their struggles and their successes on their journey. It's not an end result. I don't want to focus on that. And so I request them to, it doesn't matter where you are on the journey, it's a process. And so I want to focus that it really is a process and there really is no end. Like life is a never-ending process. And so therefore fitness is a never-ending process. It's not, you know, a before and after. It's a before and during, and you're happy in your life finally, and you're empowered. And so for me, it uplifts them, and it also, they are a vehicle, they are a vessel of inspiration for other women on that page. And I share those, you know, those stories onto Real Women Have Curves. And so not only are they inspired, but they are also powerful vessels to inspire other women in the community.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm now going to Stephanie. Stephanie, your phone line is open.
My mother used to tell me not everybody's going to like you, but you still have to stand for what you believe in, no matter what anybody says. And I feel like people that have negative things to say or derogatory or disrespectful are just insecure in their own right, and they're being a bully behind a computer screen, and very, very few of them will be bold enough to say it to anybody's face. But especially not Lynx, that's for sure, because I know she would just... Lynx and Diane are not going to have that situation, I already know. But I just feel like, you know, unfortunately, because in the world that we live in, people just say whatever they want to say and they think it's okay. But the point of Real Women Have Curves is to build up that confidence, to build up the strength in the community, to know that you're not alone, you're not by yourself, there are people that are on your side, and we're there to help build that confidence, whether it's, you know, a positive, you know, quote or, you know, the image of someone who is standing boldly and confidently in their outfit with all their hips and bust and belly and arms and all of that. And they're standing there boldly and confidently, like somebody's receiving that message, somebody who was you know, unsure, insecure, just seeing those images of women standing boldly and confidently and who and what they believe themselves to be. And I feel like, you know, that's the message that we will continually put out there, and we will shut down anybody that has anything, you know, negative, derogatory, unpleasant, disrespectful. we're going to shut that down because we're not going to have that. So, and awesome. there is no fighting on Real Women Have Curves. Links makes that very, very clear. But the point that, you know, we can offer more positivity and dismiss the negative is a really, really an amazing thing, where a lot of people don't have a voice or they feel that they don't have a voice. We're there for them, and the people that support the page, you know, offering strong positive comments and, you know, great feedback and even sharing their own personal stories, you know, it helps. We're there to help, and anything that's negative is not welcome in that place. You can keep that part to yourself. We're not having it.
Awesome, awesome. You know, I definitely see that. I've been on the page a couple of times where I've seen, you know, one person make like a ugly comment, and all of a sudden you see like it's like 30, 40 people like bashing that person. Like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's right. I'm going to see that too. And you know, another time when my own photo was posted on there, I felt so privileged and honored. I was like, oh my God, look at that. You know, I felt so good. I was forwarding and sharing everywhere. So you definitely, you guys all collectively definitely, you know, uplift and empower over there. I definitely could tell you that because, I mean, that's part of my journey and mostly what I do with my queens and all the women that I encounter. So,
well, Emma, right now Lero is saying she got some nice legs on your Queens Lounge picture. So, and you know, I really want Rosie to speak on sharing pictures because she mostly shares her pictures and the makeup she does. But it's very interesting the reaction that goes on, and I'd like to really hear my sister's feelings on that because I get enraged. But go ahead.
I think we lost Rosie. I was waiting to see if maybe she dropped and will come back on. I haven't seen her enter.
Oh, well, let me touch on it a little bit. Okay. Rosie shares her pictures now. Rosie has gone, you know, from being one of the few supersized models ever, like ever. And she's lost a great amount of weight. Sometimes she posts pictures of her before because she finds them inspiring still, and she could be with her hands raised and, you know, out in the field, in the meadows, showing her beauty, and people will just start bashing on her. And, you know, where me and Alisa will start having a heart attack and getting enraged, and Diana will be like, they're so disgusting. And when I speak to Rosie, she's like, you know, it comes with the terror. She's so, you know, diplomatic about it and polite. And she says, it still doesn't mess with me. It pushes me, you know, I'm trying to talk in her voice, right? It pushes me to keep pushing, and I know I'm on the right path, you know? So we get it. You know, we get it ourselves. Sometimes I share pictures, and they're like, oh, no, that's too much, you know? And that's okay. I can take it, but there are people who can't take it, you know? And that's why we police the page like that because, you know, you never know where someone's at. Some women went from a year ago sharing a picture of just their face, because we know got the face shots. You know, when the rest of us ain't looking too right, we may have stains on our shirts or something, but they go from sharing the picture of their face to sharing a picture of them from the waist up, and then the full body throttle, and they'll post, this is the first time I'm sharing my whole body because I love myself now. That's quite a testament of what the page does for women.
Mm. Yeah, that's definitely deep. That's definitely deep. I mean, like I said, I was so happy the time that you had shared my photo. I was like, what? I didn't even know it was there. Someone came and told me, do you know that they shared your photo? It's on Real Women Have Curves. I was like, what? I was like, let me see. I was like, oh, my God. And just, you know, the outpouring of beautiful comments that were left or whatever. I was like, wow. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm behind the scenes, Link. You know me. I'm always behind the scenes inspiring and pushing everyone else. So when just for you to take that time to acknowledge me, it took me back a little bit. Like, wait, no, it's not supposed to be me.
Yes, it is supposed to be you. And it's supposed to be your next door neighbor. And it's supposed to be the woman Alisa comes running with. I was at the pool, and there was a woman who had a stroke, and she was swimming by me. And I even asked her to take a picture. And that really touched me that she that she accepted, and the first thing she did was she put her hand to her head, and she said, oh, my hair and my shirt, and I said, that's okay, you're beautiful like that, don't worry about it. And she, her smile was so genuine because she really felt happy that I wanted to take her picture. And why not? Why not?
I seen that. That was very inspiring. That was very inspiring. I seen that.
And why not? And Diane's pictures that she shares, and Steffi shares pictures of models. You know, some of them are, yes, high-end models, but some of them are up-and-coming models. And she'll, you know, she'll share with the women. Listen, you know, if you're pear-shaped, try to get this type of a skirt. If you're, you know, if you have, you know, bigger bosom, try to get buttoned down. You know, like she provides. And, you know, I had to work with each one of my sisters and bring the best out of them. You know, maybe at first they thought I was a pain in the ass, but I know now that they know where I was heading because I saw all that light in each one of them. And that's why they were selected. You know, some were kept on because Kari had put them there, and the other ones were selected because of what they have to give, all that beauty inside. I'm so honored to have them. They are my sisters for real. Just like you're my sister, Emma, we haven't been out and about for a while. As everyone knows, I've been struggling with a little bit of health issues, but I'm healing, and this heals my spirit. And I love you, ladies. I thank you for rocking with me. I thank you for putting up with my madness when I write all of a sudden, like, I don't want this on the page. And blah, blah. So I thank you, ladies. And I don't know, Emma, are we gonna go ahead and take some callers, or are we wrapping?
I was just going to ask you that, if you mind taking the call. We do have people that have been very patiently waiting, so I'm going to go into the phone lines. As I go into the phone lines, if for whatever reason you just called in just to listen to the show and you don't want to say anything, please do not hang up. I will just say 1, 2, 3. You don't say anything, I'll keep you on hold, and you can continue to listen to the show. So please, no need to hang up. Just don't say nothing, and I'll keep you on hold. I'm not going to take you out the show. 773-930, you're on in the Queen's Lounge. 773-930. Okay, 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. All right, you're back on hold. All right, had another one. Let's see, other caller. So many callers, they like dropping, they come back. Okay. Okay. As I keep looking, because it's like, oh, my God, you don't even know. This board is driving. It's Christmas. All right. Let me just ask you so like that you can be answering. I'll open up the lines, and I'll continue to pull in these calls. But how often do you guys post on the page? And how do you know who posts? Like, is, you know, one day is you, one day is Lisa,
it's all day, everyone. I've asked all the sister moderators to please post several times a day if they can, and we add that little seña. I don't know how to say it in English. It's like a dash, and then they'll put their name. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they'll put their name. So that's how you'll know who's posting it. And then some of us have
Kirby. That Kirby one that I used.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of our, you know, our signature. And some of us have a different way. Rosie will put hers in the beginning, and she'll tag in her fan page, which I encourage the women to tag their fan pages so they can get those fans over to their the designated business page. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's all about everyone building. So that's how we identify ourselves.
Okay. All right, I'm going to the calls privately, but now everybody just wants to listen, so I guess they just want to listen to your sexy voices, and that's nothing wrong with that. All right, so what do you think in a situation where someone would contact you on the page and talk about that they don't love their body, they don't love themselves, and they're about to injure themselves? What would you do in a situation like that? Or have you had something similar?
Well, I'll go ahead and speak first. I've had the situation where they'll say, I wish I could be confident. Too bad I stay home all the time and I'm not living my life. I'll address them. Since they put it right there on the thread, I'll address them on the thread. I'll say something like, you shouldn't feel that way, or I'm going to inbox you. A lot of times, though, they write to me personally. And what I get is a lot of stories of what we all have in common is love and how they've been hurt and how they've been used by a man, abused by a man, taken advantage of by a man, and how they feel that their weight played a part into it. And what I do is I respond to them that Halle Berry wasn't super size or plus size and she got played. It has nothing to do with size. It has to do with what you attract and what you allow.
That's so true.
So I kind of, I'm dealing with them mostly on the inbox. I don't know about the other sisters. They can answer if they want.
Okay. I'm going to go into Tisha to see what she has to say about that. Your line is open.
Okay. I get a lot of inboxes also. But if it's really serious, I'll pick up the phone. I'll give them my phone number. I've literally talked to my fans. I've called them. I've given them out my number, and they call me, and we call each other. We talk, and we pray because no one should feel bad about themselves. It's all about, I'm a positive person, and I'm preaching on, be positive and think positive, and positive things will come to you. But that's what I do.
Okay. All right. I'm going into Okay, here we go. Je toi?
Yes. Well, it's okay. I have my bachelor's.
Again, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I have my bachelor's and master's in clinical psych. And so a lot of the times when they do inbox me, because just like everyone else, I get a lot of inboxes. If there is a serious situation in which they're thinking about harming themselves or speaking about it, I actually will refer them to get some outside help. Because for me, I was at my largest at like the 20. I'm very open about my bouts with depression. I've been a depressive. I have dysthymia. It's chronic depression. I've dealt with this since I was like 4, so ever since I can remember. But when I was at my worst, that's when I was at my biggest. And a lot of times people thought that it was the weight that was affecting my depression, but it was the other way around. And so once I got that under wraps, I was able to control my weight and really care for myself better. And so I don't really try, even though I have a master's in clinical psych, I don't try to diagnose or treat people. I do my best to kind of give them the tools that they need to be healthy. So that's first and foremost for me.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for that. I'm going to go in. Elisa. Okay. Elisa, your phone line is open.
So this subject is kind of near and dear to me because, as I mentioned initially, I put myself into situations probably starting a teenager and into young womanhood where I was dishonoring myself. And I say that because I allowed my weight or my issues around weight, self-esteem, not loving myself, I allowed that to open the gate for men to come in my life who were trying to love me. They just were trying to use me physically, mostly. And so as a result of that, I've encountered date rape. I've encountered being in an abusive marriage. And I know that those were all as a result of not feeling good about myself, mostly spurred on from being overweight and not feeling like I was worthy. So while I don't get a lot of inboxes with this subject, I'm very, very open to talking to women and young girls about this when I have the opportunity out in public or even friends, because what I think happens is none of us knows by looking at another person what our story is or what we've been through. And I think that we often have misconceptions about one another based on what we look like. So when I tell people my story, they're often taken aback because they would say, well, you're well-spoken or you're this or you're that or you're a mom or you're a nanny, and I can't believe that happened to you. But guess what? I'm a human. That's the first thing that I am. And I have faults, and I have struggles, and I allowed this not loving myself to really begin to destroy me. And then I decided that was not what I was going to do. That was not the life I wanted to live. And I made a change, and I made a conscious decision, whether it be through therapy or other women, going to support groups, exercising, different things. I just decided that I did not want to be that person anymore. So for me, while I don't, like I said, get a lot of inboxes, I do definitely reach out to women, as many as I can, and really speak to them about loving themselves and embracing themselves, and when they're not satisfied, doing something about it, because we can't keep hating ourselves and turning inward on ourselves. It will destroy you, and it will destroy everything that you have, and it's just not what God wants for us.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for that. You're back on hold. I'm going next with Diane. Diane, your phone line is open.
Hi. I haven't gotten any messages that severe when it comes to, suicide. But it's usually fitness, weight and how that has affected their self-esteem, and also, health problems based on, their weight. And so I get those types of messages asking me for help, and it's a lot of them are desperate. They're in desperation mode, and so what I try to do is I try to coach them in the inbox, going back and forth, and I ask the question, what can you do now? So they start. So it starts activating, not because usually when they're in that type of mode of sadness and I don't know what to do, it's almost an unconscious mode. And so when I ask them a question, then it activates them into being proactive. And so we start having a conversation back and forth, and I give them tips, and I definitely ask them what their support system is, because that's a huge thing for women who want to get healthier, and I definitely tell them to always be in touch, always stay in touch, because a lot of us who are depressed, we retrieve, we hide, and so that's the worst thing that you can do. And so I tell them to stay in touch and be active on the page. And, so that's what I try to do that.
Awesome.
Try to do the best that I can with that. So.
Awesome. Thank you, Diane. I'm put you back on hold. I'm going to go with Stephanie. Stephanie, your phone line is open.
Hi. I haven't had any notes or any comments in my inbox to the extreme of wanting to hurt oneself, but definitely in regards to self-esteem. And my purpose on the page is to talk about fashion and all of that, but I realize that, a lot of women of size struggle with finding clothes that fit them well and fit them appropriately. And so often with attached to that, there's low self-esteem, placed in that. So what I've been able to do with a few people that have reached out to me either through email or through my inbox is just help them to work with what they have right now and offer suggestions on, how they can utilize the clothing that they have now to feel better about themselves, because it's an expression, and sometimes when you go inwardly that way to the point of depression, you're not able to verbalize, you're not able to get out what you want to say or what you're thinking or what you're feeling. And at the end of the day, it's really not about the clothes. I just want to make emphasis on that. And it is just about your self-awareness and about how you feel about yourself. But if there's anything positive that I can say is that when you are able to, find that wherewithal to kind of dress up and to put a little lipstick on or wear something that's going to make that you know looks good on you,
you know, that kind of lifts up your spirits a little bit. And I'm not trying to minimize anyone's, you know, severe depression or anything like that at all. I've never been licensed or anything like that. But I know personally when I do put something on or when I, you know, wear my favorite color or wear something that I feel good in, it kind of helps lift me up a little bit. So that's kind of where I go when people reach out to me if they're struggling with self-esteem. And I just, by no means do I want to trivialize it. I want to make sure that people understand that. But it's just those little things that you are able to do for yourself that you can, you know, find some inspiration in. Those little things, those little nuggets can kind of help you get through the day and kind of get you over those hurdles and feeling that lower self-esteem. So that's where I'm coming from on that end.
Definitely. Thank you, Stephanie, for sharing. I got you back on hold. I have Monica, the wedding planner, Lugo, on the Queen's Lounge page, and she wants to ask you ladies a question, and she asks, how do you think culture plays a role in a woman's size? How do you think culture plays a role in a woman's size? Links?
How do I think culture plays a part?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Did we really go there? Woo! Well, listen, my house is multicultural, but mostly Latino, and I believe culture plays a huge part because in my community, the Latino community, growing up, they were very harsh on me for being big. And if all you have to do is turn on Channel 41, Telemundo, Univision, you're not really seeing big people. And if you do see them, they're in a fat suit. And if you do see them, they're somebody's grandmother or they're the maid. But, you know, I mean, it's kind of the same in American Hollywood. But, I mean, everywhere I go, if I step into a Spanish restaurant, I got several people coming up to me and saying, you know, I know a doctor. Did you know about the surgery? I know, don't eat that, you know. I'm dead ass, you know. And then, you know, I ventured out into the African-American community because I was interested in hip-hop. And in that community, I was embraced, revered, held up high because it wasn't about what I looked like. They were busy like, girl, your nails are flying. I love the flips in your hair. And, ow, the outfit is popping. And, yeah, you're nice, on, you know, with your lyrics. So to me, it plays a huge difference. I mean, you know, I love my Latinos. I love them. Love the music. Love the food, especially. I love the food, especially. But, you know, their attitudes towards, let me not say the overweight in general, but towards me when I was growing up, I noticed that things have changed because people have gotten curvier and fuller. And, you know, people like J-Lo and Salma Hayek and you know, all these full-figure, voluptuous women, curvy women have brought a little more attention. But, you know, I guess I'm still stuck on that, the way they treated me when I was younger, and it was pretty harsh. And I'm glad I got angry instead of regress, you know. But, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Keep it
so
funky.
Let me go into Sakisha to answer that same question.
It's all about confidence and confidence and being comfortable with the skin that you're in. It's not about cultural things. God made everybody different. Love the person that you are. It's all about confidence.
So you don't think that culture plays a role, like different cultures and, you know, being treated differently?
As far as acceptance or what?
Yeah, okay, well, the question here that Monica asks is, how do you think culture plays a role in a woman's size? So that's part of body.
Mm-hmm. That's part of what?
That's part of body image. For instance, there's some cultures that if you're thicker and you're bigger, that means you're, you know, you're healthy because you're eating. But, you know, in some it's like you have to be skinny because you're not accepted. So that's kind of more the question where it's geared to, about culture.
culture and preference. Yeah, because I've been told with the shape that I have from the African culture that I would be a queen. Well, I am a queen, but I would be a queen over there in Africa with my hips and all this stuff like that, with as far as childbearing and stuff like that. But
so then culture does play a role.
You can say, I guess.
It would be fair to say, okay. All right, let me just keep going. I'm going to keep you on hold on that one. Okay, here I go. Without the N. Je toi?
Je toi?
Je toi.
Okay, I think the culture does play a huge role in it. And even as a plus-size woman or whatever, you know, and I am African-American. And so as I gained weight, you know, everyone thought it was cute when I was a size 14 because, you know, I carry all the weight in my hips and my bust. The waist is smaller. But once you hit, like, the 18, the 20, the 22, my proportions change. And then it's no longer acceptable. And so within the African-American community, it's okay to be plus-size as long as you're hourglass. But Lord forbid if you're, like, you know, a pear or, you know, even pears are kind of fine, but like a triangle or an apple shape, or it's very much more or less about shape versus size. For me, at least what I've observed in, like, the African-American community, and from what I have, like, from all of my friends, because I have a very multicultural set of friends, you know, I have friends, you know, who are Caucasian, who are, like, a size 10, 12, and you would think that from the way that their society treats them or that their family treats them, that they were morbidly obese. And so their experiences are a lot different from my own. And so, yeah, culture does play a huge part in what's accepted in your community and what's not. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that one, Queen. I'll put you back on hold. And I'm going with Elisa, your phone line is open.
I would also agree that culture most definitely has a role in how we view ourselves, if we feel validated or not in our communities. As I mentioned, I'm from East Oakland, and it's very urban here. So I went to school with mostly Latino and Black friends. My mom is Portuguese and Mexican, and my dad is Portuguese and Italian. So that in and of itself is very rare, because I had what I would like to call my white family, and then I have my Latino family. And so my grandma, it was her goal in life to feed us beans and rice and tortillas every day. Like, I could walk home from school and I could smell it, you know, coming out of the door, and I'd be racing up the stairs. And, of course, you know, I had to have sour cream and whatever else, good mole or whatever. So in my Latino household, I actually didn't have really an issue. They were feeding me constantly. But in my dad's side, my Italian, Portuguese side, I remember specifically when I was 12 years old, my parents went out of town or something, and my uncle was responsible for picking me up from somewhere, and I probably at 12 years old was, I don't know, probably a size 12, and so that was big. And all my cousins and everybody else were smaller, and my aunts were mostly smaller. And I remember him saying, you know, it's not okay to be fat like you are. And I was actually devastated. I mean, I knew I was fat. I mean, it didn't just happen. But I was devastated that an adult man who was in my family would say something like that to me, so much so that I spoke with my parents about it. And I don't think they ever said anything to him, but they left it up to me, and they talked to me about what it meant to be, you know, what I might want to do to speak up for myself in that situation. I wasn't quite comfortable saying anything, so I let it go. But it definitely told me that culture played a role in how I was going to be viewed. As I've gotten older, like Jatwan, I changed sizes. My shape changed a little bit because I went from a 22, 24 to like a 14, 16. And so I probably was looked over much more when I was bigger, where now I'm celebrated a little bit more because I'm, my shape is different and I worked out. So I have to say definitely culture plays a part, and I think it depends on where you live and what other people in your culture think is acceptable in terms of a curvy woman, a thick woman, or an overweight, sloppy woman. And unfortunately, that's how we are looked at. That's how we are categorized.
Right.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing your story, definitely. Oh, wow. Thank you for sharing your story. And this happens, like, all the time, too. In your family, you know, family members have no hair in their tongue, you know, especially for little ones. Like, you know, it's sad. All right. I'm going next with Diane. Diane, your phone line is open.
It clearly does. Cultural plays a huge part. A Hispanic or African-American woman walked into my office in the fitness studio. I want to lose this. I want to lose that here. But please don't get rid of my butt. I want my butt. Okay? And I don't get that from, you know, my Jewish clients. You know, it's clear because I listen to every one of my clients, and I am exposed to, and also me personally, but I'm exposed to a different range of cultures when it comes to my clientele. And what was I going to say? I listen to them, but my job is different. It's not, you know, they're still focused on the superficial. They're still focused on that superficial level. And I take them, and my job is to make them stronger, is to make them move faster and to make their bodies able to move more efficiently. And so when they're with me long enough, they will go at a deeper level, and they won't be so concerned on the superficial level. I want this to, I want to get rid of this, and I want to get rid of that, but, you know, I want this to stay. So yes, so that's my answer.
Okay, so you agree that culture does play a role?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Let me put you on hold. All right, next I'm going with Stephanie. Okay. Stephanie, your phone line is open.
I like all the other moderators, I do believe that it is, you know, a cultural dynamic and also even generational. I remember when I was growing up, I was like a regular kid. I grew up in the 70s, and I remember I spent the summer at my grandparents' house, and my grandparents, my grandfather specifically, you know, he didn't believe in like a bowl of cereal for breakfast and like a sandwich or something for lunch. Like, it was full on breakfast, and that and breakfast, lunch, and dinner for like every single meal for the entire summer. And I remember my mother purchased my school uniforms, and by the time I got home, I couldn't fit them. And so it kind of was like, I got it in my head, like, okay, this, something is wrong with, you know, my little pudge around the middle. And I got the nickname Chunky, and I was just like, okay, what does that really mean? And it just kind of, like, stuck with me. And I feel like over, you know, over time and over the years, how, you know, how our food industry has changed and how we've been conditioned to eat, I really think it's affected us in a way. So we're not eating the same way that our parents and possibly our grandparents were, as far as, you know, the less processed foods and our level of activity and all of that. So I feel like all of those components kind of play into it, you know, as well as, you know, our cultural differences, but just generational and some of the things that we have access to and that we don't have access to as our parents and grandparents did. But, I mean, we could go on and on and on about this, but, I mean, I definitely believe that, you know, within brown communities, I'll say, you know, it's definitely a lot more accepted to have, you know, fuller bodies, you know, specifically fuller hips and fuller busts. And definitely, you know, if you have that Coke bottle shape, you know, it's quote-unquote more ideal. But, you know, you got to work with what you got. And, you know, you can't, you know, you can
there's only certain things that you can change, but the important thing is just to embrace where you are. And if you want to work on that, then by all means do it healthily and, you know, do it so that your health is not at risk at either end of the spectrum.
Okay, thank you, Stephanie. I'm going to put you back on hold. Okay, I got you back on hold. I just wanted to share with Monica, which was the person, the queen that asked that question. She wants to say that she suffered from the opposite, which was no ass at all. And her sisters had the body thick hips. And then she says, do they know how hard it was to get the booty? I had to drink Malta, eggs, and sugar with carnation milk, and I had to pray to the ass God for it.
Todd, that I needed the laugh. That was a good one. But I feel her because, you know, there's a line in one of my spoken word pieces where I say that you know, they're just mad because they're squatting all day while I'm counting my stacks, you know? They're squatting all day. But, you know, everyone has an issue with some part. You know, that's the thing about body image. It doesn't necessarily have to do with weight because some of the most beautiful women in the world have an issue with something, you know?
Right.
So, you know, man, that was funny. That was funny. Carnation milk, coño.
That was definitely funny. Thank you, Monica, definitely for sharing that question. I'm glad that I was able to get it answered. Let me go real quick into a call. Caller from the 586, you're on the Queen's Lounge with the moderators of Real Women Have Curves. Do you have any question, any input? Okay, no problem. You could continue to listen. I won't hang up. That's 1, 2, 3, and you're back on hold. No problem. A lot of people do call in just to listen to the show, and, you know, we welcome it. Well, unfortunately, we're at the end. I did extend about an hour of the show just to be
able
to, just to be able to give you ladies, you know, because I don't think this ever will happen again, like links. I mentioned earlier. So I had to make sure that I got everybody's input, everybody got to speak. I'm honored to have all these queens on the line, on the show. I'm speechless, and I always got stuff to say. You know, that's why they gave me my show, because I always got stuff to say. But I'm very speechless and humbled, you know, to have all these women and all working towards the same goal, which is to uplift, you know, your fellow sister and your fellow queen, your fellow cousin, you know, just to uplift the woman no matter where they are in their journey and their lives. So I thank you, ladies, you know, for attending. Lynx, your final thoughts and anything you want to say towards the moderator?
So I'll save mine for the end. I want all the moderators to say their good night and provide their website or fan pages if they'd like.
Okay, not a problem. So I'm going to go into Sakisha. Oh. Hold on. Yeah, okay, right. Sakisha, where are you? Okay, right here. Sakisha, your phone line is open. Your final thoughts?
I just want to say thank y'all for the love and support of Real Women Have Curves. I can be reached on my model page, Fikisha, F-I-K-I-S-H-A, the model, on Facebook. Thank you and God bless.
Okay, thank you so much. It's been an honor. Definitely been an
honor.
All
right, sisters, don't hang up yet. Wait till the end, and then I'm going to say something to everyone. Okay, thanks.
Je toi. I'm gonna get it.
It's okay. She's gonna get it tomorrow morning at 9:40. Like, oh shit, it's the time. Yeah, okay.
Yo,
I just want
I just want to say thank you for having me. It's been an absolute honor to be able to bounce ideas off of one another and to be able to share and really just reach out to people who have already been supporting us and to as well connect with those who, you know, may have never heard about us before. We're definitely this is a labor of love, and we do it all for the uplifting of each other and for others. You can reach Full Figured Mag at fullfiguredmag.com, and we're also on Facebook. It's facebook.com/fullfiguredmag. So, yeah, it's pretty easy. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It's definitely been an honor. Thank you so much. And hang on, because Lynx has a couple of words for you ladies. I'm going now to Elisa. Elisa, your phone lines is open. Your final thoughts. Elisa?
Elisa, you there?
Okay. Hold on. Let me try her again. Maybe it was me. Okay, Elisa, your phone lines open.
Can you hear me?
Kari!
Oh,
yes.
I went into the wrong 510. But go ahead, Lynx.
this is Kari. This is Kari, Emma.
This is the creator of the page. I was trying to get Elisa, and I got the creator and spoken word artist. Pleasure. Thank you for at least chiming in the last couple of minutes.
Thank you. I've actually been on the phone for about 30 minutes trying to get through. But I listened to the show. I enjoyed the questions, especially about the role culture plays in body image. That's a very important factor when it comes to body image. Culture is definitely a major factor in how women are perceived. But I just want to come in. I really enjoyed the show. I'm grateful for all the moderators, Lynx, and everyone, and the work they do on the page. And I didn't want to miss this opportunity to join in on this conversation.
Thank you. Thank you. And on behalf of all the full figure and regular women for creating the page, I think you started definitely something awesome. And then you have these lovely ladies that are you know, keeping the good fight.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I'm the one who should be thanking them. I created it, but they keep the page going, and they provide inspirational thoughts and quotes every day. You know, I've been more active within the past few days, and I just want to say it's kind of sad. I mean, Real Women Have Curves needs to exist now more than ever, because you have a lot of what I call body image bullies out there who constantly degrade women and disrespect women based on their size. I've seen it more often now than I have in the past, and it upsets me. I'm like, if you're a man and you 400 pounds with man boobs, you shouldn't be criticizing a woman's weight. You know what I'm saying? You have no right to judge a woman. You have no right to disrespect a woman based on her body and her size and her shape. And I think it's up to men like me who love full-figure, plus-size, thick, voluptuous, bodacious, bountiful women who need to stand up and really check some of these dudes. And women, too. Women need to understand not every woman is a cookie-cutter, cut-out image of one woman. All women come in different sizes, shapes, colors, creeds. You know, beauty ranges from size 0 to size 60. Now, my preference is for size 40 and above, but that's me. But I'm just saying, it's just really important that, women love themselves, continue loving yourselves and disregard the haters and the critics and the constant criticism. And, you know, that's what I'm all about, promoting health, promoting positivity, and promoting self-love. And that's what Real Women Have Curves is about. And that's why I'm so thankful and so honored to have Lynx and Elisa and Diane and everyone else who's a part, Fakisha, a part of that group, Stephanie, and I know I'm missing a person, Rosie, who's a part of that group. And Jaquan, of course, Jaquan. I love Jaquan. I love me some Jaquan. That's my Chicago homie right there. But you know, they really put in the work, and I'm just so grateful to see our baby blossom into what it's become. You know, and I'm thankful for them.
Yeah, definitely been a collabo between you guys. You have 300,000 members. That's a big
just
movement.
A bot.
Mm-hmm. That's not something small. That's a big movement.
Yeah, it is. It's a blessing. And it's a blessing to know how we've inspired and encouraged and empowered so many women. You know, I get notes every day, and I see things posted on the page every day. You know, it's life-changing work. It really is. And we have to understand that, you know, ever since, you know, young women, when they're girls, they're judged and they're perceived. And, you know, we have to begin really teaching young girls how to love themselves, because we live in a cruel society. And, you know, like I tell my daughters every morning, I love you, you're beautiful, you're gorgeous. And I think that's something that every woman should tell themselves every morning when they wake up and in the mirror. You know, remind yourself of, you know, who you are, reaffirm your beauty. And that's what Real Women Have Curves is about.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling in the last couple of minutes. I'm going to run to try to get everybody's last quote and statement and then links. And I'm like 4 minutes. You know, I extended the show for 2 hours just to be able to get it. thank you so much. Your final thoughts really quickly.
You're talking to me?
Kari.
Oh, Kari, your final thought.
My final thoughts, like I said, beauty comes in all shapes, sizes, colors, and creeds. I'm thankful. I'm happy to see the page blowing up as it is. And I encourage all women not to let body image bullies beat them down and berate them. Love yourself. And stay motivated. Stay focused on your goals, and you can accomplish whatever you want. I started the page because a lot of the pages I saw on Facebook were sexually oriented, and we have too much sexploitation of plus-size women out there. We don't need any more of that. I wanted to create something to show plus-size, fuller-figured, curvy women, you know, with class, with clothes on, showing that they can be intelligent, sexy, and yet subtle. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, thank you.
That's it. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. That's fine. We needed to hear that. We needed to hear that. Thank you.
Elisa?
Hello?
Yes, your last thoughts. I got 3 minutes. Let's go.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that Kari got on. Hey, hey. I just want to say that I am privileged and honored, as I said in the beginning, to even be a part of this page, that Kari saw something in me that he thought I could contribute to this page. It's been just as much of a support network that I've been trying to give to others, that's supporting me and helping me see myself and believe in myself more and more every day. As a mother of 3 boys, my boys are also seeing what I'm doing in the community for plus-size women.
How can we reach you?
I'm with Full Figure Entertainment, so you can go to www.fullfigureentertainment.com. I don't currently have a Facebook fan page, but I'm working on it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
Okay. Sorry, I don't want nobody to feel disrespected. I'm going on to...
Hi, it's Diane.
Okay.
Yes, I'm honored to be a part of Real Women Have Curves, the movement, and you can reach me at Curvy Goddess Lounge fan page. I have about almost 12,000 fans right now, and this week I'm going to start the Curvy Goddess Club, and I just wrote a fitness guide for curvy women called the Curvy Goddess Fitness Guide,
okay,
and that's going to come out in a couple of weeks. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm running out to Stephanie. Oh, my God. There you are, Stephanie. Okay, Stephanie, final thoughts.
Thank you, everyone. You can reach me at www.stephanieallen.com, StephanieAllen.com. Thank you so much. Curvy Girls Rule.
Woo-hoo. Okay, thank you, Stephanie. All right, links, go.
All right, Kari, thank you so much. For creating it, and thank you for entrusting me and spearheading and leading the page, and thank you for coming on, even if it was for a little bit. We needed your message. To my sister moderators, I love you all. I appreciate you all, everything you do. Heal a woman, you heal a nation. There's a lot of healing going on, and you all are a part of that, and you should be proud, and you should hold up your heads high, and you have the support of Real Women Have Curves, and we have the support of each other. And Emma, thank you so much for having us all on the show and for extending the time.
I want to bring in Lush real quick, Link. Lush, you're on.
Yo, what's up? I just want to say it was a wonderful show, and I know you got to wrap it up, and I love you, Emma. You're a beast. Love you, Link. Love you, ladies. Keep it sexy.
Lush, Lush is the owner of LushRadioOnline.com, by the way.
Thank you, Lush.
To have her on. So, woman's rule, definitely. Everybody stay blessed. Love, peace, and hair grease. And don't forget to go visit Real Women Have Curves. It's for everyone. It's not just for the curvy. It's for everyone that's looking for love, be empowered. And, you know, I definitely support that.
Ow.
There we go. Thank you, everyone.
We are family. Good night, my family. Peace.
Good night.
Body and soul.
There we go. Thank you for being on the show, guys. Good night, y'all. Thank you. I'm going to eat you, Kay. Stay. Good night.